We want to welcome you today. This is the Tuesday afternoon, and Brother Freedom and I have gathered here in my living room. And I'm always so glad when Brother Freedom comes by, because that's what this house is for, really. And God has been good. He's given us this home, and we like to use it for His work. Brother Freedom's here, and already the Lord is inspiring him with some wonderful verses, and he's going to be sharing with you in just a few moments. And we just want to pray for you right now, and then Brother Freedom's going to pray. Father, we thank you for touching these people. We don't know a lot of them, but we see from our statistics that there are many who stop by to listen. Lord, bless them. Touch them right now, Lord. You love every one of them so very, very, very much, more than we can even imagine. And Lord, touch them in a mighty way. Thank you for using Brother Freedom. Thank you for anointing him today and giving him much joy and much unction in the Spirit of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I want to pray in just a moment, but my heart just goes out with floods of joy over the world. Just realizing there's beautiful people like you out there that I probably will never see this side of heaven. But you know, God is not a respecter of person, and He moves by His Spirit, by His might. You know, the Lord really spoke to me many years ago that this day was going to come to pass, and I never didn't understood how it was going to come to pass because I was a real limited type person. I was only the education, my biggest education, is come from the Lord. He's taught me about everything that I know, and my speech therapist here last week said I was pretty well taught. So I think God's done a pretty good job on me for not reading any books but the Word, and He's kept me in His steps and His place, and He's the God of all comfort, the God of all love, and I really respect what He wishes for, and I know that He wishes the things that's in this wonderful Word. This word that I've tried to hide in my heart, that I might not sin against Him. That, you know, the joy of the Lord is my strength. And truly, I believe that's what the message is going to be about today. The joy of the Lord. And the joy, our joy, wonderful joy. Rejoice. The Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. So joy should be the mark of the Christian. When we go someplace, we should be exceedingly happy, joyful. And what we're surrounding shouldn't cause anything to be our joy. Our joy is in from the Lord. So our joy remains even when everything's bad, everything's good, everything's upside down, everything's downside up. That's that joy that remains. And that's what I believe the Lord wishes for us to have. We just pray this day for a mighty blessing upon your people. Father, we just pray that you'll give them a joy this day, a wonderful joy. We pray that people in Africa and Australia, you'll have that joy today. You'll feel that joy coming into your spirit right now as you hear these words. We pray that this will be a real wonderful time for you. We pray that this be a special time. We pray that it'll be quality time. It means that this is going to be it's going to be a special time when these words come to you, and we just pray for a mighty blessing upon you. I would love to see you face to face, as the Apostle Paul said, but I may be never be able to, but I want to see you in the Spirit. I would want you to respond back. Let us know we love you, and we want you to feel that love coming back to us that we generate through your prayers, through your times of writing back, and encourages us. It encourages Brother Clint. It encourages in a walk. Or if you'll just have communicate and let us know how you feel. And we want to pray that God, if you have a need, give it to us. And we'll pray for it. We're seeing God do mighty miracles, many wonderful things. And we've never even seen the people. We don't see anybody that we pray for, but they get healed. They get set free. They get a new heart, a new walk, a new talk, a new blessing. Because we know that God is not a respecter of person. We know that the Lord in this last hour is going to anoint this program in a mighty way. He's going to do great and mighty things. And I believe that this is His time to bring fulfillment of prophecy. This is the day of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're just pointing you the way of the Lord because He's coming very soon. He just wants us to be ready. And I pray this day that you'll have wonderful joy. We pray joy unspeakable, full of glory. And we glorify the Lord this day. And we thank you. Bless your people. Touch them. Strengthen them. And Father, we wait upon your Spirit. We wait for you. We wait to have your power. We want your input. We want, because in myself, Lord, I'm limited to zero. And I need your help. I need your strength this day. And I thank you for it. And we thank you and give Jesus and God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Amen. We give him all praise, all honor, and all deity, all holiness goes to our wonderful, our Father, for the Son, and for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for these blessings that remain as you and your people, and we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. I really believe that we're living in a day when we're at a testing time. Most all of our fulfillments, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, we're in a time when those areas get tested. We mean that there are circumstances we face and see and come in contact with daily that we need to have the real quality in us. You know, like a diesel engine, I'm a diesel engine mechanic by trade, and I've spent a lot of years on Caterpillar and even Detroit and International, Cummins, different engines. But you know, one thing that they all need the same is diesel fuel. You know, there's different companies build different engines and different styles of engines, like a two-cycle engine, a four-cycle engine, and then even the four-cycle engines, there's difference in manufacturers. There's things that one more, they're getting more and more closer together, but there's still a little differences. And that's like our personalities. Our personalities are different. But there's one particle that we need from the Lord, very needful, that we need with a great thrust of God upon us, is the joy. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. That joy is part of God that moves upon us. And in Romans, the 15th chapter, 13th verse, now the God of all hope fill you with joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. I truly believe if we don't have joy, we're not going to get our prayers answered very far. And we're going to live in a sort of a sacrifice life. We're not going to see things really happen because we don't really have our power structure up to date. That's why I see it. I believe that we need to have that joy, that wonderful joy. If the world sees the joy of the Lord in our strength, when we witness, we don't even have to witness. There's automatically joy. There's peace. There's just something in your smile. There's something in your attitude. There's something in the words that works out of your mouth. And the Bible says, let the words of the mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my Redeemer. So many times we were lost for words because there's no joy. We see terrible things happen. And we retain what we see, but we should not retain it. Bible says we look not at the things that are seen, we look for the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. So we have to, through the eyes of faith, continuously say, I don't receive that. I don't claim that. I don't want into my spirit. And with that, I want to have tons, 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 you hear, tons, lots of weight of joy, peace coming to my heart, that I might be able to have the strength to endure for a season. You know, the Bible says that the joy of the Lord is in us in the morning. It comes for a season. But we need our joy to be maintained in the morning that we keep for the next day for a season. We would be able, at that next night when we fall asleep, we would still have abundance of God's joy. If that joy is diminishing, then we need to call upon God. We need to seek him. And we must call upon him. Lies near, we let the wicked forsake his way, and unrighteous man is thought, and let us return to the Lord, to our God will he abundantly pardon. For as high as heavens are from the earth, our sorrows his ways higher than our thoughts. So we need to call upon the God of the creation. And God of the creation is the one that comes to live within our hearts. It's hard to imagine that he orders our steps. And yet he's way up, he knows everything that's going on planet earth, and planet Jupiter, wherever it is, he knows all. But yet he knows all about us too. Yeah, his eyes are upon the righteous, and his ears open to the cries. And so the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong on behalf of his heart is made perfect. You know, we need to realize that joy comes by serving God. Joy is a byproduct from God that he puts it in our spirit that allows us to come and go to a greater depth, a greater distance in God. If we don't have joy, we're just sort of whipped. We have no strength. You take an engine that loses its fuel, it just can't pull a load. The Bible says, be ye strong in the Lord, and the power of his might put you on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. But in that, you can say, oh, I can put on the armor and I can do that. But if you don't have no joy, it's not going to help you, because you haven't got no strength. You haven't got no power. The joy of the Lord is our strength. It's positive. His joy is our strength. So the kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. The joy is unspeakable, full of glory. We can receive the joy of the Lord. I will draw water out of the wells of river of wells of salvation with joy. We can draw out the fruit of God. God wants to be blessed with joy. He wants to be blessed with happiness. He wants us to be blessed with, bottom line, is power. Be ye strong, Lord, and the power of might put ye on the whole armor of God. But this armor of God takes inwardly joy. I fought a good fight, I finished the course, and I kept the faith. But yet it takes joy, and like a city can have a great strong tower around it, and which the people can't penetrate. But if they hold it long enough, if there's no food in there, they're going to give up. And that's what we are. That joy remains that strength. That we, even though our outward structure coming against the fiery darts of the wicked, the helmet of salvation with the sword of the Spirit, all these armaments that we have, yet inwardly there has to be joy. It's that peace of God that passes all understanding, that joy that lives within you, that joy that becomes your life, your chef, your strength, your shelter, your protection. And you can lay hands on the sick with that joy, and they shall recover. It's a gift from God, that God lets you know that you have it, like a ring or something upon your finger, or something around your neck that's saying that's my, has a marking. Like they brand cattle. I'm not saying the word to be branded, but there should be a marking, and that marking to the Christian is joy. Wonderful joy. If people, you know, if you don't have joy, you're missing something. You're missing what God wants for you. He wants to be full of joy. The Bible says, happy is the man whose God is the Lord. We need to thank our God. The joy of the Lord is our strength. He's our power. He's the witness that comes within us. He is that strength. Joy comes in the morning. Joy comes at time. We need that overflowing power of God that comes down to maintain us in a very powerful way. When we get very lean in the Spirit, especially if we start coming against the Holy Spirit and start backing off and don't go into church where the Holy Ghost is, pretty soon you're going to have no joy. Pretty soon, because the joy of the Lord is their strength, and where their Spirit is, there is liberty. Where the Holy Ghost is, there is power. There's blessing. And the joy, he fulfills our earmark of joy. So if we get rid of the Holy Ghost and tell people we don't need him, and we tell people we don't want him in our church, then you're getting rid of the power. And it's just a little old joy. But joy is another part of God that we need so desperately. This joy is something you don't see. It's not tangible. You feel it with your fingers, but it's there in you. It's God's presence. His seal of approval. Ephesians, the first chapter, says we're sealed with the power of the Holy Ghost. And I truly believe it's the joy. It's our seal. It fits in. It's like God's lubricant. It's like God's smile. And when that lubricant is part of our spaces, smile, our eyes even smile. We have, our heart gets soft. We have, out of the abundance of heart, the mouth speaketh. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. When we get a hard heart, then we're not where we should be with God. We need to have that pride, that quality of God's tenderness, that we love what God wants. We want and desire what he has. And with that, we're going to have joy unspeakable. We're going to have floods of joy. We're going to have floods of God's presence within us. That God can help us. That we don't have to be like any of the people in the Bible. You know, when the Bible says the greatest number of traffic of people that never made it into heaven, or maybe it was those going around those years making it, they never made it into the promised land. You know, God says one thing, they was not thankful. You know, when you get unthankful, you're not going to have no joy. We got to work on being thankful. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue. God just loves it when we're thankful. God just loves it when we say, hey, I'm not grumpy. You know, when you get up there and nothing's going your way, you're not content. Pretty soon you're living in the defeated life. You're living with nothing's happening. And the farther you go, the grumpier you get, and the grumpier you get, the sadder you get, and the more out of kilter you get, and you get crisscrossed and your leg crossing, and all, you can't even walk straight. Your mind is with going here and there. Your mind is in and out. The Bible says he will keep in perfect peace his mind and stay on thee because we trust in thee. So there's really strength in the Spirit of God. But one of the areas that we can all detect where we are, how much joy do we have? If we're getting where I don't have no joy, I better get down and pray. I better take time to pray, to seek God. I need to take time to call upon the Lord while he's near. Because that's very simple. When I get to where I don't have no joy, I just need to get down on my knees right then. And people can call me what they want, but I'm going to say, Lord, I just need a communion with you now. I need a time that you speak to my heart. I'm going to wait upon you till you answer me. And you'll show me great and mighty things which thou knowest not. And you're greater is you that's in me than he's in the world. And when we come in that kind of attitude, God will not leave you with no life support. God gives life support. One of those big life supports is the joy of the Holy. The joy of the Lord is a life support. It's like that person that's had a heart attack and they put life supports on it, and the one guest comes back to life. And what we do, we're really very miserable at times, and we need a transfusion of joy. We need a transfusion of God's syrup of joy coming down our heads, like the out of the glory to God, the Spirit of God, the Aaron's brow that's just coming off the joy of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, saturated. The joy coming through your eyes, through your nose. Can't you feel it? Getting that ooze of God's glory. If you start feeling good, you start feeling different. You feel a new man. You feel the new surge of God's power. You see the anointing. And when the anointing is, there's liberty. There's power. But the anointing, what you received in him, abideth in you. And you need not that any man teaches you. But as I say, anointing teaches you. It's no lie. It's truth. If you abide in him, he will keep you. The same as he has taught you, you abide in him, and he will be with you. We need that anointing of God that works within our soul. We need that best where we have so many places that we need the joy of the Lord. We need his presence. We need his counsel. We need his word. Thy word of a hidden mark that I might have sinned against thee. But I see that a harshness is coming in to many of God's people. They study the word, but they have no joy. They have no fellowship with God the Father. And they're doing this out of obedience. But the Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. But through obedience, many times you go cold. You go weary. You can read that word, and that word's wonderful. But you need the joy of the Lord. You need his power. You need that touch from heaven with his Spirit. When the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Pride is one of the great ingredients that comes to many people. Sometimes they read the Word of God and they're such studious, and they forget about, they've lost their joy. They've lost their compassion. They've lost the way. And that farther they go in the Word, sad to say, they get harder and harder and harder. Now, we need to have the communion of the Spirit. When the Spirit of the Lord, and the Spirit is part of God that wants to help us diagnose this, the Word of God. The Word of God is powerful, but we cannot diagnose it. Actually, we can't chew on it even. We need the power of God's Spirit. Because when we start taking in the Word of God, it becomes life. And we're like an old cow out here. He wants hay for her stomach, and there's no water there. Pretty soon, that hay goes drier and drier to that cow, unless that cow gets water nourishment. Is going to not live. That's the way we are. We got to have that. We can take in that word. And that's what I see out here. There's a lot of you out there in the land today. You eat the word, but you don't really digest it with the Spirit of God. You're thinking through your own intellect. You're thinking what to say in your mind. If you just start eating that, but with season it with the Holy Ghost. Go pray a while. Let the Holy Ghost just fill you, love you, and then take a little bit of it, because the Word of God is very powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword, and you need that excess of God's love upon you when you take it in, and it'll do great and mighty works if you'll take it in. It's wonderful, the Word, but you need to have a climate, a condition for it. It's too dry. It's too dry and too hard for you, and pretty soon you're getting exhausted. You don't have no strength. You have no more joy. You lost your joy. You lost your peace. And that joy is that syrup that God moves upon, that word that comes upon you. And pretty soon it's like molasses that comes upon out of cow. They start taking in that with that old dry hay. And pretty soon it's just yum, yum, yum. And pretty soon that old cow is really back to standard again. And you can that be have coming back to the presence of God yourself if you'll do that. Just let him touch you with his mighty love. Touch him fresh from heaven, that he will bring us out of our own self. Many times we get in our own self, and we need the power of God's Spirit. If we amen in Christ, he's a new creature. Former things have passed away. Behold, all things become new. We start off well, but we continue down life's pathway, and we go so over to one side that we veer away from the power of God because we want to be our own man, our own woman. We want to have our own identification, and through that we get way off there to one side when we need to have the whole armor of God. We need to have his presence with us. The enemy defeats us in many areas because we're not claiming God's benefits. We're not claiming what he has for us. We need his whole power. We need his whole structure. We need his great love. We need his great mighty hand that will not shorten. He cannot reach out and touch us. We need that forgiveness that only he can give us. We need that the understanding that only God can help us. He gives us that compassion that's so needful in his last days. He gives us that love that everywhere we go, there's rivers of love that flow through our being. We are a vessel of praise. We become that vessel, that person that people like to see, because in his presence the fullness of joy, and you will have his presence within you, and people will love to be around you. They'll let you not be an old grouch no longer, and you'll become a blessing of God. You'll see a blessing for God, that you'll be used mighty in this last days, and you'll have his assurance upon you, and you'll have his love upon you, you'll have his strength within you, and you'll be great, and you'll have joy, full of joy, unreal, full of joy, and you'll have the joy of the Lord in your life in such a manifold way that you'll be blessed with God, that you'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You will do great and mighty exploits that only God can let you do. And this is what's going to happen to you after this day. If you'll take advantage of this, this is going to start happening. You're going to do great and great works, and you're going to work out for the Lord with much power. I was going to wait. Listen, I'm intending rehab, and these people, I was looking today, some of these people are really work out, and you need to work out yourself and work out your salvation with fear and trembling, as I have to take and work out somewhat, because after I had that stroke, and to be able to get my body back into shape a little bit where I can be able to preach, do God's work, and that's what we are. We need to stay in shape. We need to seek God and stay every day in life, that we would walk in his love, that we would walk in his fellowship. We would walk in his guidance. We would walk in his holiness. With how holiness don't want to see or please God. There's a way that seems right and the man, but the way thereof are the ways of death. We strayed out far, so far, O church. O church, you stayed. We're so far out of where you should start to be. We're neither hot nor cold. So that God said he spewed out his mouth. We once were hot. We once had the Spirit of God upon us. We had the joy of the Lord. We had the power of the Holy Ghost. We spoke in tongues. We spoke with power. And we spoke the anointing. But you know, in the process of times, backsliding started taking place. And through that, we give in to things. We give in the qualities that we need. We need that quality of God. God cannot compromise. We've compromised in our churches. We've compromised in our ideas. We've compromised living for God. We've compromised the place that now we have sipping saints. We have the people that smoke a little. We have people that even argue a lot. We have people that do a lot of things that's not what God wants us to do. And we need to come out from among this world and be separate, said the Lord, that we might not touch the unclean thing any longer, that we might receive God's glory, we might receive his blessing. What if you have a temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God said, I will dwell with them. I will walk with them. Therefore, come out from among them. Be separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I shall receive you. If God said, come back, my child. Come back to me, all ye that weary laden, and I shall heal thee, and I shall forgive thee, and I shall bless thee, and I'll put my hands upon thee, and I shall make thee right new, and I shall give you joy as people full of glory, and I shall work heartily in this last hour. And you'll see my revivals of my joy coming through the floods all over the world. If God will move mightily through this last hour, come, come, He said, come, come, my people, for I love thee. Come this day, and I will bless thee. I will help thee. I will inspire thee. Thou can walk above reproach, and thou can walk with new strength, with new joy. And I shall give you joy unspeakable, and I shall see great and mighty exploits due to the life, that you will do mighty in the works of God. And I shall deliver thee, and I shall deliver those that come to you, and I shall give you strength, and giving you power over the powers of this world, that thou might live above reproach, that thou may be a vessel of praise, and no longer a snare pulled upon by the enemy, but you will be a conqueror for me, said the Lord. I will use you in this last day. Come to me, seek my face, ask forgiveness, and I shall bless thee. I shall give thee a new blessing, for I am not a hard taskmaster, said the Lord, but I love thee. Come this day, and I'll inspire thee, and I will direct thee, and I will move upon thee in a mighty way, and I shall give thee a new heart, a new strength, a new vision from heaven, and I shall move mightily. Come to me, come, for I love thee, my ones, I love thee. Be not like the sluggard that forgets about the Lord thy God, but do as that new creation was created. Come to me, and forget what the enemy is telling me. Come, seek me, and ye shall surely find help, for I will withhold thee, and I will uplift thee, and I shall counsel thee, and I shall bless thee, and I shall give thee numerous good days, and thou can dwell in the house of the Lord forever, says the Spirit of God.